And that mule grunted, and he grunted, you know, just like he's deathly sick. That was that death shot. I didn't know the that give him that. If he hit the ground, and then I come in the house, I went out there, and it wasn't long. When I turned the mule, he done give him a death shot, but he didn't tell me. So that's what happened to the last mule I hit. To me.
I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Both of them in 1 week.
Right? 1 week. Oh. It's the Tuesday and Saturday night. The man lived right over here, hauled them off at Tuesday and one that Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. So that's what happened to the mule.
The one that survived probably missed the other one.
Oh, that's what was the trouble, too.
Uh-huh.
I guess it must have run in on a parallel like this when some people pass. They grieve so. I just felt right down there for a picture. They married my cousin when she passed about 2 years before he did. He'd come over here. He would come over here. And he wanted to die, he would say. Mm-hmm. He was the midst of his wife so much so. That's the parallel, the stuff.
Right.
Just braid and look on a level from right back over there. My lot is right back up yonder. Mm-hmm. Right back across up there.
And they had been together for 30 years.
30 years. Mm-hmm. They had been sold before I bought them. One was sold to one man, and one was another. It was another man. Well, I just kept on to that other man. I had at that time a big mule, very big mule to run with. So to get him mated up, I gave him $30. His wife led that mule from way back here, all the way, I believe, come in the road and led him right along there. Man, I got him mated.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I give $18 for the smaller mule and the mare mule. I give him $30.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use oxen, or did you ever know anybody?
Yes, I never used them. See, we used oxen quite a number of years ago before I married. Way years ago, it was a man that lived not far over here on this same number 6, about a mile. And we were little boys. And they would pass along our home, driving those two oxen, and they would travel just like mules. You know, usually, oxen is a slow team. Mm. They had them oxen trained. They could pop that whip with a load of wood way back here that they had. I was a little boy then. And we'd be in the bed, mornings, and they'd go to their homes back south of here, about a mile south, and where they live, that is the place. And they'd be coming along with those oxen to Hallwood, and that team of oxen would run just like horses. He could pop the whip, they could run.
Fast.
That's right.